Hey everyone, welcome back to We Watch Stuff 26. Shahid and I are here, and this might be a shorter show than usual because both of us are going to try and go see Avengers tonight, The Age of Ultron, not to be confused with Marvel's The Avengers that came out 2 years ago? Three?
Three, I think.
Wow, it took them that long, huh? Yeah. I guess with all the other movies in between to buffer, it's not so bad.
It was four movies in between, so.
Well, we have Thor, Dark World.
Yeah, Iron Man 3, then Thor, then Captain America, and then Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, well, I guess Guardians doesn't really count. I suppose it does because it is part of the Marvel Universe, but outside of the Thanos appearance that didn't have a lot to do with this, I'm guessing, I'm trying to remember all of that from Guardians now, and really, Thanos was about it. But even in that, he just showed up kind of like he did in Avengers.
Yeah, so I guess not counting that then three.
All right, yeah. But four overall movies, three in the grander scheme. And then we've also had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, that apparently this week. So I guess what you're thinking is when they decided to bomb the place or whatever, that they freed Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
No, I'm thinking they found a location where Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver is. Yeah.
Okay. That, it was one of the two, because I know they were planning a bombing raid at the end of S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was that particular location. I think it was a different location.
Okay. I gotcha. I'm trying to think. On S.H.I.E.L.D., I mean, it's funny, because the last time Marvel movie came out was Captain America, you know, in the Avengers realm.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain America totally screwed up S.H.I.E.L.D., but it made S.H.I.E.L.D. way better. And this time it's the reverse, where S.H.I.E.L.D. actually sets up the Avengers movie. And well, at least one of the plots that's in the Avengers movie. I mean, that's not even a spoiler, but if you've seen the preview and you watch S.H.I.E.L.D., you can pretty much tell what's going to happen. So, I just like the dichotomy, I just like the contrast, change, whatever, of Captain America totally changing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then this time Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, being the precursor for this one now. And apparently Iron Man 3 plays a big part in Avengers too.
Which would make sense.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
But I don't know. I know we're not going to talk about the movie. What are your expectations going into Avengers?
I'm trying to go in without any expectations. I really try to avoid any reviews of the movie because there's no way for it to have the feeling of the first one, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be an enjoyable movie. It just seems like, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and even with 2 hours and 20 minutes, will it have enough time to breathe?
Yeah, and they keep showing more and more clips on TV as well, and it's like, oh my God, I mean, I'm sure it's all from one of the same scenes, but good grief, quit showing stuff. But when I saw that there was a possible 3-hour cut of this coming out, they're already talking about the DVD Blu-ray release before the movies even come out, which I don't think's ever been done before, that I can remember at least.
Yeah, especially with this like being Whedon's last movie, so I think he probably wanted to do everything that he could. Yeah. And even with like all the, they've showed about 4 or 5 different previews, and you still feel like it's a whole lot. Even with all the stuff you've seen, it's probably a whole lot you haven't seen because it's a 2.5-hour movie.
Yeah, and I haven't read any of the spoilers that I mean, I've tried to avoid as many things as I can. But people keep talking about how I've seen some reviews, like non-spoiler reviews, and people are cheering for characters that show up. And I'm like, who the hell? What can you possibly be surprised at? Like, I guess people don't understand War Machine's in this and Falcon. But outside of that, it makes me wonder if...
Who else shows up?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure Daredevil won't show up. I don't think they anticipated that success. Who knows what the after credits will give us? Because it was nice to see that everyone called Josh Whedon a liar, saying that there was no after credits when there clearly was. So, and again, I don't know what it is, but there always is. So, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed just because of that. Like, I want it to be really, really good, but just looking at everyone that's in this and all the set pieces. Remember when we were talking about Winter Soldier? I hope that's not how this one ends too. Like, I don't mind if those robots are all in the middle or something like that. But another gigantic battle like that for a Marvel movie?
Whoa.
Oh boy.
They're not going to talk it out.
No, I know they're not going to, but I would rather see them, like, this hasn't been done, as far as I can tell, outside of, like, Christopher Nolan's Batman, where all the heroes gang up on one person. Like, I guess Guardians of the Galaxy with, I just lost his name. Lee Pace's character, the main bad guy in that one.
Mm-hmm.
All of them kind of teamed up against him at the end, but it's still, the precursor was all of the Nova Corps fighting the, I almost said Thanagarians, which would have infuriated most people because that's Hawkman's world. Wow, I'm doing bad. Suffering, man.
Mm. I'm just going to let you continue doing bad.
Yeah, I was like, he ain't saying anything. This asshole's leaving me out to dry.
When they were fighting the Kree.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Because I wanted to say the Ronians, but that wasn't it. Jackass. I see how this is going to be. I set you up with all those prime links. I could have sent you in cold on this. This is how I get repaid. So, well, I think it's obviously it's got to be good to some extent, but I hope, like, the hype isn't.
I mean, at this point, even if it's not the Avengers, it's at least going to be, like, decent to good, or probably very good.
Yeah.
Like, this is a Joss Whedon movie, and it's, like, their flagship movie. So, and the one complaint I've heard, and it's laughable, was the whole thing, like, people had complaints with Marvel movies saying, there's no stakes involved, because you know there's going to be sequels to a movie. And I'm like, okay, any franchise, you can say that, but, like, if James Bond died in the next James Bond movie, would people say, oh, I wasn't expecting that, but that was a great move to make? You know, like, if Batman died in a Batman movie. Like, come on. Like, I wasn't watching Lethal Weapon expecting, like, Murtaugh to die in Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah, and going back to our usual favorite, in Fast and the Furious, I mean, they picked off people you barely cared about anyways.
Mm.
And even then, their death was brushed off so fast. I mean, good old Han's girlfriend there, who I've already forgotten her name, she's splattered on the airport runway somewhere, and they go, oh my gosh, she's dead. Wait a minute, where's Dom? That's exactly the amount of time it got. One thing I did not send you, and since Avengers talk, whatever. Did you see the Universal Studios poster for Fast and the Furious?
What, the ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that.
I figure that is logically the next step that these movies are going to take. That Vin Diesel is actually going to grab on to some sort of helicopter and just fly around on underneath it.
No, first he has to drive off a building with a car to jump to the helicopter, yeah, then hang on to it, and then land in another car to continue the chase when he slips off. Yeah.
This poster is horrible. The perspective, like, the ratio, like, he would be 18 feet tall in this with a wingspan, I don't know, 30 feet, that if he's grabbing one of the landing rudders, whatever those are called, mm-hmm, the landing mechanism, and then he's holding the wing that's carrying the missiles. And it's Fast and Furious supercharged.
Yeah.
How much more supercharged can you make it? Oh, that's right. You've made Vin Diesel into one of the Centurions, and he can just hang on whatever he wants. Great.
Hey, when you make that much amount of money, you can do what you want. Like,
yeah,
by the time they finish, it'll probably be number 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's saying a lot. Of all the movies that have ever come out.
Yes.
Star Wars, Titanic, and Avengers, right? Is that
no,
what it was?
No, it's Avatar is
Oh, that's right.
Titanic, Avatar, and Avengers are the top three.
And well, it's like I
And
told you.
then like the Harry Potter movies, which Fast is about to pass. Like it's fifth now, and it'll probably be fourth by the time it's done.
Yeah, and it's like I told you with Titanic, they cheated because first they re-released it once Star Wars beat it, just to claim the top again, and then they put it out in 3D. And an Avatar, well, that's the one that gave us, 3D. So that actually stayed in theaters forever. Plus, it had the bonus
Yeah.
of being charged extra for 3D and for IMAX as well. So, but yeah, that's still crazy. This dumb movies about kids streetcar racing. Yeah,
$1.5 billion.
it's just ridiculous.
So, one more thing before we probably move on to DC. So that
Yeah.
director, he is jumping between doing Fast 8, Aquaman, and something else they offered him.
I saw that. I don't remember what it was, though.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was either.
On. It's James Wan.
Yeah.
So, of course, I put James Swan. That's good. That'll pull up. Well, did pull up somebody. Oh, Robotech.
Robotech, yeah.
Okay. If you gotta choose one of the three, and this is not him, this is the two of us, what would you want to see him direct?
That's tough. I would say either Fast 8 or Robotech.
I'm gonna say Robotech.
Yeah.
Yeah, because why go back to Fast and the Furious? So,
Why not?
yeah, well, I mean, I guess the production meetings must be amazing. You sit there with the screenwriters with acid and cocaine, and go, what else can we possibly come up with?
Should we launch a car out of a
Yeah,
submarine?
yeah. Okay, so we've got cars, but they don't have wings yet. And everyone's like,
Yeah.
"All right, all right, all right." No, wait. Let's just try this. And, like, and then all of a sudden, you've got submarine planes. And yes, I meant to say submarine planes. I mean, there's nothing
And
else
they
to
would try
do.
it too. Yeah, it's like, let's do a few test runs first. And then we'll see.
Do you remember? I don't know what James Bond movie it was because I didn't see it, but I had the car from it. The car that went underwater was like a submarine car, and I thought I had the Hot Wheels car of it. I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Was that Octopussy?
I don't know. It was a Roger Moore
Probably.
one.
Yeah, then it probably was that one.
Yeah, I just remember that being the coolest thing ever, and even as an adult now, I think that would be the coolest thing to see. I mean, just some sort of underwater submarine car battle, Fast 8. Fuck you, give us money. I mean, that's all it should be called. They don't even need to put Fast 8 in it. But well, you mentioned Aquaman. Now, I don't know. I think James Wan would be a good director for that. But if you're underwater, everything's slow. So I mean, I guess, Aquaman's superhuman, whatever. Or he's part Atlantean, but it's always uncomfortable saying that sort of stuff out loud.
Yes, it is, because
Especially when you're.
when you realize you're a grown ass man and how ridiculous it sounds.
Yeah, yes. I'm sitting here trying to get my dog to stop jingling, watching TV, and I'm start talking about a guy that's half man and half Atlantean. Like, I wasn't like this in high school. I hid.
See, if you were British, you could, it would sound better.
Good point. That is an excellent point. It would sound normal.
Would sound refined.
And snotty. Oh, okay. You went with refined. I said snotty. Whatever. But that does. It kind of leads us into the DC movies. I don't really have anything to say about Aquaman because it's so far off the path. That's 2018. And they possibly may have a villain lined up. Who's going to appear in Suicide Squad first? And this was somebody I thought Will Smith should have played, but they're talking about Common playing Black Manta. Or rumored to play Black Manta. My first thing was Bronze Tiger, but the current Suicide Squad in the comics has Black Manta in it. Well, you can easily shift him off to Aquaman after that's over. But then you got a DC tentpole movie starring Jason Momoa and Common. That's a gigantic risk.
I mean, you, but at this point, I figure they figure they're selling the name and you're selling like this. Well, if Marvel can do it, like who was Chris Pratt before the Lego Movie Guardians of the Galaxy Network?
Yeah.
So maybe we can sell the brand if we get to that point.
Well, Jason Momoa will also have the ability to be in Justice League first. Now, all right. So I guess from that, DC's doing the opposite of Marvel. They're going to introduce everybody in like one movie and then have a Justice League movie after Batman, Superman, Dawn of Justice. I was reading today about how some people internally are questioning whether or not DC's actually doing the right thing here. And now Ben Affleck supposedly is going to be in Suicide Squad for a bit, or they're filming a Joker scene for Man of Steel, for Batman Superman, one of the two. Wait, I don't think we've gone in depth. Not that I'm looking to go too in depth, but what do you think of DC's plan? Put everyone in there and then split them up. Unlike Marvel's, here's this guy, this guy, this guy, then we team them up.
I think it's cognizant on the whole. I think they can kind of do it that way because when Marvel did it, we're taking a bunch of characters that the average person didn't know, or then wasn't like a big deal. Like people knew Captain America and Thor and Iron Man, but they weren't like Marvel's big guns. That was always Spider-Man and X-Men. So you can kind of do that to build up to the Avengers. I mean, you really people know, Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman is, and even like the average, and especially Aquaman, even if it's like in a joking manner. So DC has more leeway to do it that way because they're doing it with more their big comics are more well known, like to the casual fan of
Yeah.
Marvel's.
Well, I think DC had the positioning. Like, for our generation, we had super friends. And then superpowers, it went away. They came back with Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. But Marvel's cartoon presence, I mean, they had X-Men and Spider-Man here and there, but in Avengers, Captain America, that stuff never took off.
Yeah, like their stuff was like mid-90s, and their main two was X-Men and Spider-Man. Like they had other ones like Iron Man and Fantastic Four and the Hulk, but they weren't really a big deal. It was always Spider-Man and X-Men.
Yeah. And if you ask somebody, that's the first thing they say. X-Men, Spider-Man. And then you realize, oh yeah, there were other ones at that time, but those were the two, and those were the two that made the movies first as well. So like I see people complaining, people saying DC doesn't know what they're doing, and this is all based on nothing. They based it off of a photo of Jared Leto as Joker that apparently is not going to be the Joker that's in the movies. And a picture of Ben Affleck. Well, I'm sorry, even getting before even showing it, people have been down on DC movies because of their casting choices. And I know we've talked briefly about like Ben Affleck, but even like Jared Leto, people weren't real happy about that. And then the picture of him coming out didn't make people happy either. And now you've got, I even said on here, Will Smith playing Deadshot was kind of weird. But then it's Will Smith, so it's excusable. But then you've got all these other casting choices and people, like, based off of nothing. And it's kind of sad that, like, I don't know why they showed a picture of the Joker. I know it was the 75th anniversary, but it kind of took the mystery away from it.
There's no mystery anymore.
Yeah, and
With the internet, I mean, because it's the internet, and people they want to see stuff, and they complain that they see too much, and then they want to, analyze and overanalyze it and make their mind up, and then be, oh, I'm glad I was wrong. I can't wait till next time till I do it all over again. Like they've been doing this, and they did it with Marvel. Like Marvel's at the point where people stopped doing it because it's like, oh, they proved like we know what we're doing. Because they complained about Marvel's cast, like, oh, you got Goofy, Chris Evans from Cellular, and Fantastic Four to be square jaw Captain America.
Yeah, who? What else? Even Chris Hemsworth. People, like, who the hell's this guy?
Who's that? Oh, the
Yeah.
guy that was in Star Trek for like 3 minutes, and other than that, I never heard who he was. Like, and oh, and you got rid of Ed Norton to do for like Mark who? Like, why? So, and look how that worked out. The only one that people didn't complain about. Oh, you look at make one on Scarlett Johansson for Black Widow. Oh, she's not athletic enough. Or she got a funny looking eye, or she can't do a Russian accent, or whatever. So.
See, that's funny you mentioned that, because I didn't. I was like, "Oh, Scarlett Johansson. All right, cool." I'm trying to think of who I complained about, or like, not complained, but just had like reservations about. Henry Cavill is Superman, and I know that's not Marvel, but when they said Henry Cavill was gonna be Superman, I'm like, "Wait, that skinny ass dude from the Tudors? Like, that doesn't make sense." And then he had that movie Immortals, which blew.
You know what? It's one of my favorite bad movies.
Oh.
That movie, because it's bad and it doesn't even try to be good, but for some reason, when it comes on, I just watch it because how ridiculous it is.
All right, I will try and give it another try, but
And
all
you
right.
don't need to,
Oh
because
no.
it's not even a, it's not like a movie. It's kind of like a long ass music video, if that makes sense.
There's a lot of movies like that now. Like, and I also had to back up what well, not back up, but back track a little what I'm saying. I'm with you. I can watch a bad movie all the time. But me complaining about Immortals, I also watched a movie called Wolf Cop on Netflix. That was entertaining as hell. It was barely a movie. It was like 76 minutes.
I
And
mean, it's a wolf and a cop. Those are two. I mean,
it set
that sells
up.
itself.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Well, all right, they pull in the occult, they kind of try to tie this stuff in, but it just you gotta see it. It's worth the 70 minutes. I mean, you spent worse. You watched Immortals, so it can't be any worse than watching that. And apparently, it's been so successful on Blu-ray and Netflix, they're gonna make a sequel, which I'm incredibly happy about because I will watch that in a heartbeat.
What's that?
Wolf Cop.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, I was. It's well worth watching it, man. But yeah, but casting choices like Heath Ledger as the Joker, I'll admit, I was like, I don't know about this. And then, I suppose, Dark Knight was a long time ago now, and I think the internet reactions to this stuff, I guess you're so used to it now that when something comes out, you go, oh, I mean, and this is me speaking for myself, but you go, oh, okay. But I don't get in an uproar about anything now. I'll question it, but it's not going to ruin my view of the movie. I mean, let's say like they cast Roseanne Barr as Wonder Woman, then I'd be like, all right, what the hell? You're purposely trying to screw this up. But so I guess it like going to that, this is one of those moments where I go, what the hell? I'm guessing this is a flashback in Suicide Squad.
You hoping?
I do like how it's already got a name. The pictures of Will Smith as Deadshot, or as people are calling him, Deadshaft. And they actually have, that was Richard Roundtree, right? That was his name? Yeah. If they wouldn't have put the two, if they wouldn't have put his picture at the top of this post, I wouldn't have said Shaft, but now. Oh boy. I'm guessing this is a flashback, and I'm okay with that. I can't, this can't be the outfit anyways, so I'm not worried about it, but I've already seen people overreacting to it.
That's what they do. Oh, Will Smith doesn't want to do Will Smith things. He think he's doing Bad Boys 3 and blah 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 blah. People like complain anyway, and comic fans love to complain. If it's not like we talk about, if it's not the way I would do it, it sucks. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I read one where it said Will Smith clearly has put his 2 cents or something like that into the production meeting and got exactly what he wants. I was like, what, based off of a scene that probably is a flashback? I mean, All right. But what if this is what he looks like? You know, as much as, you know, I try not to do the worry thing, but oh my God, this better not be what he looks like.
Oh man.
I have more faith in this movie. I mean, this is the, I'm actually looking forward, more forward to this than I am Superman Batman right now, because I, it just, it has potential to be total anarchy if they go the right way with it. They can't be what he looks like though.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? When you sent me that picture, I clicked on, you know, you go in a rabbit hole, and they had those lists, like, you know, 5 reasons this movie will fail, 7 reasons why this won't work. It's hilarious. Like, it's gonna make money. I know it's this thing in Hollywood where people blame comic movies for, like, the decline of real movies, because, like, everything's got to be a big action-packed franchise. And why can't we have stuff like, you know, Lethal Weapon, and we can't have The Endless Patient, instead of anything, I'll be boom, boom, pow. I'm like, these movies make money.
All it has to do is look cool.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's not like these are bad movies that make money, like people say about Transformers. Like, the Marvel movies have been, even the bad ones have been, like, decent compared to most movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I heard somebody give a comment about they were criticizing the Avengers and trying to compare the Fast and Furious while making a backhanded comment about Fast and Furious. So, like, they sold the two franchises at the same time trying to make a positive point.
I guess that's how that works. I don't know.
Yeah.
I keep laughing in the background. I don't know if you got it pulled up, so, but somebody has a GIF of a dog covering its eyes. I just keep looking at that.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, dog stuff. All right.
Dogs and cats.
But yeah, but it's the same thing. Like, going from, and you guys can find it on your own. But then we've got the reaction to the Batman Superman trailer. Well, this is really dark, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. But then today, they released... Well, they didn't release, but it's leaked something. They show Ben Affleck I don't want to call him Ben. Ben Affleck in what may be the outfit he wears in Superman Batman. He looks awesome. It looks just like Arkham Knights game. Arkham City, Arkham Knight, he looks just like that. Mm-hmm. It looks great. But yet all the people who complain never turn around and come back and go, I was wrong. Or that just looks cool. He looks awesome. He looks pissed off and he looks old. I mean, great.
He looks like Batman.
Yes. He looks more like Batman than Christian Bale did.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I don't get the hate. I mean...
You know why.
I know, we talked about it before, but it's just... Yeah. It's like, just enjoy it, man. I mean, have fun with this stuff. Can you imagine when we were kids, if they showed us somebody that looked like this, that Ben Affleck dressed up in the Batman outfit, when we were small, and they were showing the superpowers, or even going back to the Justice League cartoon, the early ones, and someone said, well, this is what Batman's going to look like in the movie, we would have fell over. Like, there's no way this would look this awesome. And it's going to. Now, the story, you know, whatever, but the look of it, you can't argue with the result.
But people will, they should have had him in the first place. He's just Daredevil. When's J-Lo going to show up?
Oh.
Or some nonsense. Like, people just can't let shit go.
Yeah. I just, and everyone's complaining, going, I don't know why they're fighting. That's called the plot of the movie, dummy.
Yeah, like, they have fought before. They fought before in comics. They fought before on cartoons. It's happened. So it's not like it's something brand new.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things kids talk about all the time, nerdy kids. What would happen if Batman fought Superman? Who hasn't had that argument?
Yeah, or Superman fights the Hulk. Or, you know, just any of that stuff. So we're finally getting this stuff. And people just want to complain about it. Dude, if Superman and Wonder Woman get in a fight in this movie, do you know how awesome that would be?
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, I don't think it would be domestic violence because, I don't know. They're not dating, but she's an Amazon god, and he's an alien that can't be hurt. So, seems fair to me. I mean, it just for the fun of this stuff, and everyone just craps on it as soon as something comes out. When they announced they were doing Superman Batman, I just thought, wait, what? And then they had a little teaser, and I was like, oh my god, this is going to be so sweet. And it's been nothing but a crap storm, and it's been nothing but a crap storm for DC's movies ever since Man of Steel came out.
Oh, and they're trying to be like Marvel.
Yeah. Okay, what's that? Imitation's the sincerest form of flattery?
And I'm like, why the hell not? Because it works. Yes. And they don't have to. And it's not like they're doing it and they bring in like the Blue Beetle or people no one ever heard of.
Hey, Blue Beetle could be cool.
So yeah,
watch your tongue.
Yeah, but it's okay. So it's Batman. It's Wonder Woman. How people been arguing to make, you know how hard it is to have done another Wonder Woman show or anything? Like, they've been trying since 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do it, give it a taste and start it off in a movie like this.
But she's too skinny. Her boobs aren't big enough. And it's like, oh my God. Now, the costume, I think they have a legitimate gripe with because it's that same washed out stuff. So maybe it'll look different in her movie.
But it's hard to do a Wonder Woman. Like, it's hard to do that costume and have it look credible.
Yeah. You know what? That was one thing. I damn it, I meant to send this to you. Let's see. DC. Did you see the picture that, like, DC's coming out with an all-female, like, marketing plan?
Well, that's the thing now. So,
well,
everyone's doing it.
People have been bitching about Wonder Woman's costume, and I hope I can find this quick. The Wonder Woman outfit, it's changed just enough, but it looks really cool. It's not, you know, the sexist, whatever new thing they want to throw at this stuff. Four girls. I didn't plan on talking about this, so I don't have it brought up. But they were cool. And I'm like, there, that... You know exactly who that is. It doesn't have, you know, your raunch factor, whatever else. That's not it. Damn it. Oh, yeah, here it is. Whoops. No, it's Poison Ivy. Stupid. Hang on. Yeah. Okay. Which, I mean, I question one of them that's in here, or two of them, But it works, and it takes out the cheese. It keeps enough of the fun of the character, which I guess DC's not going for anyways, but whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know exactly who that is, just based off of her top and the tiara. And you also see, like, they girled up Poison Ivy, which I think's kind of strange, and then also Bumblebee, which Bumblebee's a waste of a character, but I guess that's their version of the Wasp, so they gotta try it.
And you know what cracks up? You sent me this, and I'm reading it, and it's and what's the first thing I read? A damn complaint.
Oh no, I didn't read the comments, really.
No, it's not even the comments. It's the new superhero universe designed for girls age 6 through 12 is a positive step, but Alex Yara thinks his daughter deserves more.
Oh no, dude! I was just sending you the picture. What is this idiot saying? I'm encouraged DC Entertainment, whose president is female, like it matters. Right there, you've immediately put a stigma on the president. It doesn't matter if it's a female president or not. It's just the president of the company. Anyways, has marketed the quite successful DC Friends line for younger comics fans for years, and I see this as a natural smart progression towards including girls of the same age. Okay. My daughter is very conscious and aware of how marginalized girls and women are. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's you.
What dummy is training her child to be stupid? Alex Yard. All right. So what are we guessing here? Female writer or male writer?
Oh, this is a male writer that
it is.
Grew up with lesbian parents.
He's one of you people, so. The lack of females in leadership of predominantly male superhero teams. I cut ahead.
Yeah.
Which, he doesn't read the comics, so he's an idiot. Lego Friends and Disney Princesses and Elves lines are great, but I fear a girl gulag that limits female characters' representation by segregation to the pink aisles. I'm getting worn out.
Yeah, just let it be. See?
No, I'm almost done. It's great to have all girls cast and individual stories, but the greatest stories tend to be team stories. That is absolutely not true. Teen Titans, Young Justice, Justice League epics just give women and girls more leadership roles. Boys will be buying into Wonder Woman action figures as much as Superman action figures the day they are not only sold and marketed side by side, but the day Wonder Woman calls the shots in the Justice League or Raven leads the Titans. Raven is a terribly boring character. She was a goth nobody way back, so why would you want to follow somebody like that? Within the comics and feature films, my daughter already knows women and girls can be strong leaders. Yeah, well, good. You did one thing right so far. I'd like the lesson to be taught to the boys in her class as well. Present young minds with the idea that leadership isn't gender specific. Imagine a day we're presented with a transgender mainstream hero. That company will get my support. Okay. And this is just going to totally hijack the show now, but oh well. We've talked about race on superheroes. The sexual orientation, the sex of the character, their gender identity, we've got to add that in here now. Any of this stuff, does it, and we're speaking to two of us, does it matter? Uh-huh. Does it matter at all?
It, to me, to you and me, it doesn't, but I'd be hypocritical to say that it probably doesn't matter to somebody else, because you know how I always feel like with comics, I always make a joke like Marvel movies, like a bunch of white guys named Chris doing movies, and you know, it took us, you know, 4 or 5 years to finally get one, and then whenever we pop up with like a support role, oh, it's not following canon. Or why can't, you know, we can be a villain and we can be a sidekick, but we can't be a hero type thing. So, and this, that whole, it's not how the comics wrote it, garbage is excuses. Like, oh, they couldn't write black people back then. So, you know, you had, you know, it was a different time in the damn 40s compared to 2015. So if I was, you know, gay or transgender, of course I would want to, you know, at least have one hero that was like me. The problem comes in when, and I get why some people complain, when they take something and they just change it just for the fact of changing. Like, people complain now, like, how they do with Iceman? Because they want to have it both ways. Like, oh, he used to be gay when he was younger, but he's straight now.
So, okay, see, in that the Iceman thing, a lot happened all the week we were gone. The Iceman thing, I'm not gay. I never have been. I don't plan on being. I don't believe that's how it works anyways, but it is a very strange thing to me. But then somebody started posting all of these instances where, taken with the context that his younger self or an alternate reality version of himself is gay, you go, oh, well, maybe he's been hiding it. Because I think we all know somebody, we've all read a story, seen something about somebody who's been married 20 years, has 3 kids, goes, I've been living a lie. I mean, hell, we can even talk about Bruce Jenner for that fact, but that's a transgender, not a gay thing. So, I kind of get it, but at the same time, it's like, what? Okay. But going back to why I asked you that was, I just want to see in these movies, people, like, in the Avengers, I mean, I guess there's some sexuality involved, but I just want to see him beating.
Not really. Yeah, I just want to see him fight.
Yeah, I just want to see him beating the hell out of each other, or beating up on a robot or something else. I've never really cared.
Yeah, like I get your point. Like if it came out, like if Hawkeye was gay, it wouldn't really care about the character any more, any less.
Yeah.
As an example, so like him being gay wouldn't make him a better archer and or something. You know, I'm sure there's a million jokes to be made and I'm not gonna make any of them, but it wouldn't matter to the character, so like whatever.
I guess it's kind of, all right, that's a better way of saying it. I don't think any of this matters to the character in costume when they're in battle, which is really, you know, or fights, whatever. So, and I guess that's where it kind of feels like shoehorning at times.
Mm-hmm.
To where, like, they're in the middle fighting... we'll use the X-Men in this case since we were talking about Iceman. They're fighting Apocalypse, and they're fighting whatever else, and it's like, Bobby, form a wall. I can't right now. I'm too worried about being conflicted about being gay. Like, make a fucking wall. What are you doing? No one cares. No one's going to care when Apocalypse splatters us all over, dummy.
I'm my perk of life too much. I shouldn't have to do it in battle.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I guess maybe this goes back to our faith comment too, or discussion. But I don't have the faith in like writers to not do something like that. Like be overbearing and go, I'm sorry, I'm too busy thinking about
he looks.
Yeah, or even like I don't know, I just don't know if there are any gay female characters. I'm trying to think. I know DC had a few.
There's been Marvel had a few. The girl that was with Mystique, that was really like Rogue's parents.
Oh, okay.
And they was like some controversial story. Like Mystique turned into a man, so they could have a baby that ended up being Rogue, but that was too.
What?
Provocative. Yeah.
That was she changed appearance. She didn't change
physiology. It was the storyline they went with for a little while, but they were like, that's too controversial, so they retconned that up. No, it's funny when you bring that up. And comic writers can be juvenile, to say the least. You can tell just looking at how they portray the females, the whole woman in refrigerator thing. And then Batman, when I think of that, you talk about gay stuff. Yeah, that's the one kind of like, you know, elephant in the room is Batman.
Yeah. Well, even if you, I mean, the obvious ones with Batman, but it's like back then, I mean, maybe they did, but I just felt like it was in earnest. And they even said they created Robin because of, you know, kids being scared of Batman or whatever. So they had to add something to lighten it up. But I always like when you take, when not you specifically, but mm-hmm. when it's taken like all these old strips, movies, music, all that stuff, and apply today's standards to something that was happening in the 50s or 40s, 60s, something like that. Well, 60s, we'll get a little dicey in a while, but. And you go, well, clearly Batman and Robin were, you know, that was clearly a molester. And it's like, no.
Oh, but it's funny, yeah. It's funny, though. That's their idea of lighting up Batman, is to have him take this orphan and train him
yes.
to fight crime.
But do it with a smile and green panties.
Uh-huh.
Or just fighting, excuse me.
Fighting muggers and rapists at night with, like, green pantyhose and red boots. He's, like, 9 years old.
Do you ever wonder if they, and being dead serious, that if they ever were considering, like, Robin to be called Decoy or just something along those lines? Like, a real, real hammer fist name. Like, this is, I don't know, Target, just something about, like, Boy Target or something. Because it's always been that's the joke, too. It's like, if you're fighting crime at night, why would you want someone running around with a bright yellow cape on? You know? So, you just wonder if the guys were fed up and were like, no, this is what his name is. No, we can't have that. It's got to change.
Yeah, it's... That's why I always laugh when they talk about stick to the story. Because whenever you delve beneath the surface and put thought into it, all of the stories are ridiculous. All of them. So, it's kind of like, don't even take that route.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I mean, this sounds bad, but I think that storytelling got more intricate and got more subtext and all that as it got older. I really do think those old stories were just straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know they tried pinning, like, Wonder Woman, like, the guy, apparently the guy was a major bondage freak.
Which makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that does make sense in hindsight. But yeah, but I think it just got more interesting, at least with the Marvel side. DC didn't catch up for a long time.
Yeah, when they did, it was kind of like, you know, ham-fisted to say the least. Like, they had, I know they got a lot of positive things, like Green Arrow and Green Lantern were together in the 70s, and they were tackling stuff that, you know, other comics wasn't talking about, like drug abuse and racism and everything. Yeah. So I can credit with that. But for the most part, it's been, you know, it's been what it's been.
Yeah. It wasn't until like 80s Frank Miller started changing stuff. And I think Crisis on Infinite Earths actually changed a lot for DC in that respect. Because all of a sudden, like, your favorites are dying, everything's changing, and they came out with a more not mature, like, adult, but just more mature story writing. Wow, we just go off the rails. That was fun. But yeah, I don't get... All right, one other thing. This is something I've always wondered. Whenever they would make... I've always read that when they make action figures, and this goes back to this DC female stuff, the Superhero Girls, that's the name, thank God. Whenever they created, like when they had the Super Friends, they made Wonder Woman, and that was it. I don't remember any of the Superpowers figures. I don't remember them ever making anybody else. I don't think there's another female in the line. Unless it was a Black Canary, I'd have to look that up. But as a kid, I wanted all of them. I didn't care if they were female, male, black, white, robot, human, whatever. Like, I wanted the whole set. So, like, I see that the first Guardians of the Galaxy line that just came out, Gamora wasn't in it.
Oh, yeah, that has been a thing with Marvel.
Like, but, like, what are you doing? You can't have the whole team and not have her. I was like, well, little boys don't want to buy girl toys. I've always thought that was a lie. I thought that was total garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they came out with those Batman, the animated series figures, there was like one Poison Ivy, one Catwoman per box. So they were hard to come by. And it was like the demand is there. Even if it was just for collectors, which it wouldn't have been a collector's item anyways if there was a bunch. But still... If you're a little kid, you're watching the cartoons, you go, oh, Batman and Catwoman, and you go to the store and there's never a Catwoman around.
Yeah, Marvel's dealing with that now. They're saying, like, where's the Black Widow dolls? You got the Avengers, and oh, somebody's missing. Oh, we don't think people will buy Black Widow. Really?
A Scarlett Johansson figure the guys don't want to buy?
Come on now. Like, you can make that excuse saying that's why we don't want to do a Black Widow movie. Because we want to save it for the Avengers. But that whole females don't sell crap is garbage.
Yeah.
But people still stick to it.
Yeah. And that just seems... You're just asking to lose money. I am looking at the Superpowers. And Wonder Woman was the only female. Even though Black Canary, even though she didn't appear in the series, was clearly one of the Justice League. That's infuriating. Yeah, I just...
Bunch of old men.
Yeah, and you just lose money that way. Yeah, with a big star like Scarlett Johansson, she's not an Oscar winner, is she?
No, she's a Golden Globe winner. I don't know if she's been nominated for an Oscar. I know she's won Golden Globes. She's won Tonys from... plays and stuff. So, okay. But she, like I say, you know, even with the whole art stuff, like Lucy made close like $500 million, and I have no idea how that happened.
But yet, you can't get an action figure of her, and not a Lucy figure, I don't know. God, I'm drawing a blank on her other movies, but whatever. An action figure of Scarlett Johansson as a popular. Comic book character from an incredibly popular comic book movie. You're trying to say that wouldn't sell. There's no logic involved there. And I can't imagine somebody in marketing in today's day and age, and maybe I'm naive in this, I can't imagine a marketing department would actually sell that to somebody and have a CEO, COO, whoever go, okay, yeah, you're right. It's watch the movie. She's all over the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
So I would expect if they make these figures, I'm curious. And I'm looking at these old Superpowers figures. I can't believe how awesome these still are. Let's see, Avengers. Okay, they did make a figure of her. Okay, for this round at least.
Anyway, yeah, I would hope so.
You would hope, but hey, you never know.
Yeah.
So they didn't. They still haven't made a Maura Hill figure. or any of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, but all right, man. Well, let's get out of here so we can actually go watch Avengers, and then we can criticize them for not making a figure of a character that they actually have. So,
yeah. So I'm probably gonna see it. I'm debating if I'm gonna see it at 8 or I'm gonna see it at 10.
See, it's 2.5 hours. I can't drag Elise to a 10 o'clock movie, so...
Oh, I'm going solo, so...
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it in IMAX, and that's at 10 o'clock tonight, and that's... I don't think that's going to work. So I might have to go see it, and hopefully it'll be good enough so I can go with my dad to see it in IMAX back in South Carolina, so... But maybe next time we can get into the DC TV shows, and hopefully I'll be finished with Daredevil by then so we can talk about that. Especially since they renewed it for another season, which watching this seemed like a no-brainer, but it's not quality. So,
true.
Yeah. So everyone, go watch the Avengers. So when you listen next week, you know what we're talking about because we are going to do spoilers. So you know,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, which I guess is a little late in this show, but whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So I'm going to get out of here. Follow us on Stunt Granny on everything. And then you can find all the shows on iTunes. I got to work on Stitcher. We're not showing up for some reason. I don't know why. So I will dig into that this weekend. But, yeah, have fun. Go see Avengers, and hopefully you like it. I'm out.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi. And remember, it doesn't matter what race, religion, or gender you are. Just have a cool outfit. We are out.